Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Adina Pintilie. Thanks very much for joining us, and you are presenting a project in the work in progress section of CineLink. Would you like to tell us about your project?
Touch Me Not. So it's a Romanian, Bulgarian, German, French co-production. It's a research on intimacy, a mix of reality and fiction, a long-term process.
How long, when you say long-term, how long is that?
It started in 2010, and the shooting started in 2013, the first research shooting. So it took a while.
Yes.
And now we just completed the shooting, I can say. There might be still two more days left, but anyway, we completed the shooting and we entered the editing period, and we presented here a selection of material at the work in progress CineLink section.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the film, what its story, what it kind of talks about?
There are several characters which have a strong need for intimacy, but at the same time a big fear of it. Mm-hmm. And they manage along the film to open up, to transform, to change.
Right.
Woman and two men.
Okay. And where did you get the inspiration for it? Also,
Life.
For the nature of the film that's been in production since 2010, you said.
The inspiration, it's life. It was driven by my curiosity to understand how people experience intimacy, how people relate to each other.
Mm. So it also relates to the way you experience intimacy.
I experience the closest people in my life experience it.
Okay. That's interesting. Can you tell me a little bit about the activities here in Sarajevo that you're doing?
I'm mainly doing work in progress.
Yeah.
At CineLink, which means that we screen the selection of material in front of a number of professionals, and we compete for a post-production award that could, cover a part of our missing post-production budget.
Right, very good. And what are your hopes at the end of it? What do you hope to achieve? Where do you see this film going in the future?
I hope to have good festival life.
Yeah.
It might be a challenge for the sales and distribution stage. But I hope it will have a good festival life. I think this film is very much a mirror for each person watching it, you know.
Okay.
It's going to have a very subjective interpretation, I guess. Each
right.
person is going to see it in a different...
Interact with it as well, yeah.
Yeah. So I do think it's a film that... I do think it's an important matter this film deals with, and that intimacy is a very important aspect of our lives. That's why I think it's a very relevant topic and research.
We'll discuss it further then somewhere down the line when the film will be screened somewhere, and then we'll have an interview about it. I do wish you all the best, and that the film goes well. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.